Kimber Ralstead is the administrator for the Cook County North Shore Hospital and Care Center, and she joins us after board meetings. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
So has this been a busy summer for you, for the hospital?
Actually, yes, it has been.
Oh, how come?
We've actually done more with swing beds. We've been...
Explain swing bed again, just because we hear so much about that, but that has to do with nursing care.
Well, it has to do with its skilled care, which is really similar to nursing home care, only it's on the acute care side. And most people think of it, a lot of times you hear that, oh, if you've had knee surgery or hip surgery or had some things, you're in swing bed care for a period of time. But swing bed care can actually be for quite a long period of time. It's just, it's skilled care, just more on the hospital side versus the nursing home side.
Okay, and aside from swing bed, what else is going on?
Well, we've had the ER now in the summer months, and particularly with all the tourism, has increased fairly dramatically. And
what kind of things would increase because of the summer? Fish hooks and thumbs, or what?
Yeah, fish hooks, lacerations. If you fall and, hurt your leg, sprains and strains, and unfortunately automobile accidents, things like that are things. And then people just still get sick.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, we've actually seen, kind of some pneumonia and just some other stuff. So, we have people come in, and sometimes people go on vacation and, they get, summer colds, some of the bronchitis, is just things like that, and don't feel good.
Did anything ever happen with whooping cough? We did a piece several weeks ago on whooping cough, and it hadn't really started around here. Are you seeing it?
We still haven't seen it here yet, which is good. And again, it's always that reminder for people to get immunized. If you're an adult and haven't had your tetanus booster, get that, and that has whooping cough booster in it, and so get that at the same time.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, we are now, I'm not sure, how close are we to flu season?
That will be coming up actually the end of September and October. And so highly recommend, again, people get the influenza vaccine. I think if you know it, in our information we shared with our board, that the hospital and the nursing home both received awards from the Minnesota Department of Health for the level of vaccination of our employees.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah, well, it is. Because part of our responsibility is to protect the patients that come into us, and so we don't want to give them anything that they could have caught from us, and so that's that ring of protection that you have, and that we try very hard to get 100% of our employees vaccinated, but the hospital had 87% last year, and the care center had 83%.
That's great.
Yes,
well, is there anything else we need to know right now?
Well, and I think probably one thing that we talked a lot about, we actually had a presentation from Rebecca Lewis, one of the architects, and we've been working on kind of plans for the future, and Rebecca had done some space planning kind of processes, and we're going to be stepping into looking at what do we want to look at and look like in the next 3 to 5 years and going forward into the future. So we've just started that process, and it's going to be really exciting.
Okay, well, we've been speaking with Kimber Ralstead. She's the administrator at Cook County North Shore Hospital and Care Center. We will check with you again.
Wonderful. Hey, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.